everybody, and welcome back to another episode of We Are Challenged, the podcast where myself and my friend Matt review and criticize and make fun of and all that good stuff. The X's, Battle of the X's, the newest challenge in the MTV lineup. So Matt, how did you feel about this episode? A lot of things happened. One thing that didn't happen is no one went home for reasons that weren't challenge related, which was kind of a relief. But let's do what we always do at the beginning of each episode. How would you rate this one out of 10?
I think it was a pretty good episode. Mm-hmm. I liked the fact that they had a little bit more drinking in this episode than several of the past ones.
That's true.
The politics really ratcheted up this episode, so that was fun. A little bit of maybe some backdoor deals and some revenge from Johnny's part coming into play. The only thing I didn't like was the repeat of the dome.
Yeah.
But ignoring that, I would say I give it a solid 8. What about you?
I'm going to say also maybe like a 7.5. I mean, one thing that I liked about this episode is it was cut into a lot of different segments and we saw a lot of different things happening, whereas the last episode was very long challenge, right? So this one we had, you know, them going out, them having parties at the house, the challenges, the political drama that was going on. So yeah, I liked it. It kept me on my toes. And again, I was happy that they kind of played it like Jasmine was going to go home because she got knocked out maybe by Tyree falling on her head. But thankfully, no one went home for reasons other than actual challenge stuff. I don't know. Let's talk about... They seem to really have a big thing in the beginning of this episode about the couples and going into kind of the drama between all of them. Did any of them strike you as interesting at all?
I think that's, it was a good editing play on their part, you know, with the episode appearing right after Valentine's Day. So that was good. The CT Diem stuff is always interesting to me. I feel like Diem's really has no idea where they stand, and I feel like Diem thinks that she could get CT back with the snap of her fingers if she wanted so, whereas I feel like, and I've read some stuff to imply differently, that CT has zero interest in getting back together with Diem and actually had a girlfriend while he was on this challenge.
Maybe we should talk about that briefly, Matt. Maybe you should, tell us where you read that information.
I can't remember exactly which website it was, but I guess Cara Maria and CT, I don't know if they're friends per se, but they both live in the Boston area, and they have seen each other, obviously, between challenges, and Cara Maria knows this specific girl that CT was dating. I don't know, they might still be dating. And CT kind of asked her politely, I suppose, before the challenge to not mention to anyone that he was dating this girl. And Cara Maria supposedly kept a secret during the challenge, but now has outed him since.
Right.
So it does kind of add a little extra explanation as to what's going on, because CT is, I feel like CT's acting fine towards Diem, but he's not some puppy dog. He's not going to beg forgiveness. He's just trying to win the money, whereas Diem kind of seems like she wants either some closure or some reconnection. I'm not exactly sure which one she wants.
I'm going to go with reconnection, and the reason that I say that is that I was watching them interact, and if you might have noticed that Diem, every time she talks to CT, even though she kind of feigns this, frustration, she always has this smirk on her face. Like, she always just kind of smiling. And I think that's a good indicator that there's still feelings there. And my opinion is that CT, if it is true that he has a girlfriend back home, is really trying to, he's being flirty with her. I think he's trying to kind of keep Diem on his side and keep the love kind of floating in the air so that she'll perform well in challenges. But I don't know. I like watching them. They're definitely interesting to watch. What was another couple that they focused on at the beginning of the episode?
Well, they did a little bit with Abram and Cara Maria.
Right. It was a little bit.
You know, they seem to kind of, you know, get over their fight from the last couple episodes.
They even kissed at one point.
They did, like, after the challenge.
I'm confused about where they're at in terms of, like, I don't think they're together anymore because...
Well, did you see all the Valentine's tweets Cara Maria was sending Abram? I don't know if they were sarcastic or if they were sincere, but they were funny. They were both funny and cute. And if they were sincere, it's very nice. If they weren't sincere, it's kind of mean. But
it's confusing because I think I showed you a tweet, and I should have talked about this before. Like, I guess it was around the time of the very first episode where Cara Maria tweeted something like, "I hate Abram. This is I'm burning everything he ever gave to me. This is the last time, you know, it's over between us." But I also noticed recently that she wrote something kind of flirtatious to him. So I don't know. This is a real life kind of dramatic couple. They're on and off. Maybe they fight hard and they love hard, and they're fun to watch too. But we can all tell, I don't know if you agree with me, but I think Abram really doesn't want to be there. You know, and if he did, we'd see more clips of him talking. But I've seen an interview with Cara Maria where she says that right off the bat, he just didn't really want to be there, and he just didn't have a good time. He never really looks like he's that into it. He doesn't even seem that focused on competing. What do you think?
I agree on that. He in the challenge where they got together, was that Fresh Meat or Fresh Meat 2? Fresh Meat 2?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. The challenge where they met and fell in love, he was very driven. He was very focused. Mm. And this one, he's not. I think that may just be part of his manic personality, and I'm trying to diagnose him. That's the words that Cara Maria has used to describe him. So maybe he's just not in the mood, and he's not the type of guy to fake it, which is fine. And maybe perhaps the only reason he's on this season is because Cara Maria is on, and he was kind of like, well, I'll go on because she's there, and then we could, you know, try to work things out. Whereas if it was just a regular challenge season, he would probably have just said no to this one and maybe gone on to the next one when he was more up for it. That could explain his kind of lackadaisical. Yeah. Attitude towards this challenge.
Right. And I mean, he definitely has one. I think if his heart was in it, he would do well. I think that they would be a really big force, but they're just kind of passing along. They're not making a big mark on the challenges at this point. They're just doing okay. Yeah. You know, they're not losing. They're not winning. So should we move right on to the first challenge, or is there anyone else from the beginning we should talk about? What about the implied perhaps hookup between Paula and Tyree? Do you think it's going to happen?
I always get confused. Now that Tyree's gone, it'll be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? I kind of hope it happens because I feel like there hasn't been enough sex in the house.
That's true.
And I think that's because of the format where, you know, you're either going to try to get back together with the girl you're with or the guy you're with, but you don't really want to venture out because it just creates too much problems.
You don't want to piss your partner off.
Yeah. So, I mean, I assume Johnny and Camilla are probably doing stuff under the covers. But other than that, is anyone else getting laid in the house right now?
That's a really good question. Let's think about it. Is anyone else getting laid? Okay, Mark and Robin are definitely not, because Robin has a child and she's not. I don't know if she's married, but Paula and Dunbar, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I feel like that would have come out already. That would have been
CT and DM. That would definitely be on camera.
Yes.
But yeah, there's no doubt Camilla and Johnny are having a great time together.
I hope he is, because she's looking better and better each episode, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think she's this is a really lucky season for her, because I mean, no matter what, she looks good. She's gonna really like, she's being carried along by Johnny. And somebody tweeted, it was one of the main blog, or not blogs, but Twitter accounts about this challenge, was saying that they, I'm forgetting it, Matt.
That's
Matt,
okay.
I'm losing my mind.
Let's just go on to the first challenge.
I'll remember it in a minute, but go on.
I had the name down here somewhere. Rolling in the Deep. Which I thought was perfect, because Adele just swept the Grammys.
Yes, yes.
And now she's officially like the number one diva in the world. I mean diva as singing diva, not as annoying, you know, woman or anything like that. We all love Adele, and I thought that was really funny that they came up with that name. And the challenge itself, I thought was, you know, it was an interesting challenge, because it's a similar challenge that they've used in the other seasons, where, you know, there's some sort of, you have to hold on, the longer you hold on, the shorter the swim, and then you know, you're going to eventually have to drop. And in past seasons, there's been maybe some strategy to dropping earlier. And so it was kind of that in this one. What did you think was the best strategy?
Well, I think the most surprising thing for me was who did well and who didn't in this challenge. I actually, from the beginning, not knowing what the challenge is going to be, had an inkling that Camilla and Johnny were going to be the power couple on this episode, and I tweeted about it early. And however, when I saw the challenge, I did not think that they would do well. And yet they came out quite well in this challenge. They ended up being the power couple, obviously. But Camilla, I just want to say, I was shocked that she did as well as she did, because I don't know if you noticed the specific part where she hung on and she was saying, she said before she went on that she didn't think she would do very well because she has really short limbs. But when it rolled her over and she actually fell, she fell off of it. She grabbed it again and climbed back on in midair. I've never seen anything like it. It was very impressive.
I missed that. Was that the first round, I guess?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It was. And it was crazy. She fell. She essentially fell, but then grabbed it with just her arms and pulled herself back onto it. And so I think they're going to do amazingly well just based on that, because clearly she has a lot of fight in her. But I don't know, like some of the people, who are some of the people that went out?
Mark and Robin did not do well. They supposedly only beat Tyree and Jasmine by 1 second. And
Which is surprising to me.
It is very surprising, but... I guess the biggest surprise, because I have to admit, I forget a lot about Robin from past seasons. So the fact that a lot of the stuff about her being crazy, it kind of rings a bell. But when Mark said, I wanted to make sure she didn't get dizzy because then she would get crazy and not be able to finish the challenge, I thought to myself, oh, maybe they're not as strong as a couple as I thought they might be, because if he's that concerned about her just flipping on a dime because she's dizzy, that's not a stable partner.
That's true.
And, you know, so maybe, you know, Mark knew that something wasn't going to happen. This was not a challenge for her.
I think this was a challenge that would be best. You'd be best off if you were very small, but had long limbs, because you kind of need to not have a lot of weight on you. Or you're just going to get flipped off really easily.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I was very surprised. I was surprised that Anissa Rachel didn't do as well. I thought that they were going to do really well in this challenge.
Well, Anissa fell off very early.
Yeah, right away.
And I think that was nerves on her part from the last episode, where she said it was this. I guess it was the same locale where they did the episode where she cracked her head. She just kind of cracked her face against the water. So I think that was nerves on her part, but
that's true.
The one thing I did notice, and I think this is why Johnny and Camilla did so well, was if you looked at the way they swam, and they talked about it, they said they swam synchronized.
Sync, yeah.
You know, but it wasn't so much the synchronized that got me, is that they were swimming side by side. Whereas a lot of the teams, it seemed like they were swimming. There was one ahead and one behind and one swimming in the wake, which to me would make it harder because you're not swimming in calm water. You're swimming in the person's, you know, and
the person's waves. Yeah, it's true.
So I feel like if you're swimming side by side, it's a lot easier to do that than the person behind is, you know, not using as much, doesn't have to use as much energy.
It's true.
And I don't know if that's because they thought about that or if it was just, you know, kind of on the go thinking.
I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that you wouldn't be able to plan in advance, right? Because you don't know when the other person is going to fall. But it was obviously smart or just I think it was luck. But I mean, they're good competitors. They held on. Another person that just came to mind that I was actually going to tweet about in a way that I was going to make fun of before he completed the challenge very well was Dunbar held on.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to get flipped right off. I mean, yeah, he's just a big, bumbly guy. Paula went right off and she fell, but he held on. So yeah, a lot of surprises in this challenge. I like this challenge.
I like this challenge.
It did require some serious strength. And
I do want to give Jasmine some props.
Yeah.
She had Tyree fall on her.
Yeah,
and she recovered and she almost caught up to Tyree in the swim portion even after the getting crushed by him. So
by the log that is Tyree.
Yes. And honestly, I feel like Jasmine's the MVP of this episode, even though she got eliminated. She really impressed me. She didn't whine after getting a lot of people, if Tyree falls on you, probably would have if Tyree fell on me, I'd probably wouldn't have finished that challenge. So
I agree. I want to give props to Jasmine as well. I think there was a Jasmine redemption in this season.
Yeah.
In past seasons, she's been kind of the person that you just not even love to hate, that you just hate. Like, she's been really annoying in the past. Just a little too much, too feisty. This season, there was something, you know, likable about her. Her kind of craziness was endearing. She never took it too far.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was still some tension between her and her partner, but they kind of left. You know, the way that they, you know, we're not there yet, so we won't talk about that yet. but no, I agree. I like Jasmine in this season. I hope she comes back again. I think that she's strong. Like, she's not. She showed that she's not the weak competitor that everyone may think she is because she is 25 pounds.
I feel like if they have a jockey-based challenge, she would win.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be strong to be a jockey. That's not an insult to jockeys, because jockeys have to be very strong. But they also have to be small. And I feel like she, you know...
One day they will have a jockey challenge.
We will have, you know, we'll take her to the racetrack and she'll dominate. Because you know, our boy Leroy is probably too heavy for the horses, so he'll do his best, but, you know...
So the next thing I think that came up in this episode, once Johnny and Camilla were declared the power couple, was this whole backstory between Rachel and Johnny from a previous challenge. And I remember when this happened.
Yeah.
And basically, I mean, essentially, Rachel threw Johnny under the bus and kind of had it out for him in that challenge. And talk about holding a grudge, right? Like, this is a long time to think about that. And to bring something so previous up into a challenge. Do you think that it was fair for Johnny to kind of pick on Rachel in that way? I mean, should he get over it? Or, like, what do you think?
Here's my thinking with Johnny. It came across as revenge, but before they even brought about that, like the minute the challenge was over and Johnny Camilla had won, I went down the list, who are they going to pick to go in? And right away I said, it's got to be Anissa and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And that was just because, well, you're not going to throw Emily and Ty back in because that's just dangerous. They could win and throw you back in. You don't want to, you know, they've already, you know that that's going to be they're going to obviously win that challenge. I feel like it was between Abraham and Care Maria and Anissa and Rachel. And throwing Anissa and Rachel makes the most sense because they're the least likely to win and toss you in the next week.
Yeah.
So I feel like Johnny probably was like, well, we should throw them in and I'm going to use this as an excuse and everybody will understand it. And they won't seem like I'm, you know, I'm just
that's true.
Playing
that's
a numbers game. I feel like it's a good strategy on his part because if everyone in the house is saying, well, Johnny threw her in because she threw him in 4 years ago, you can say stuff like, well, he should have forgotten the grudge. But at least he's throwing, at least you're saying, well, he's not just randomly throwing people in.
It's true. At least he had a reason behind it.
And now, it also scares people to not screw him over this season, because maybe next year he's a guy who doesn't forget. Like, I think this is a good long and short move from Johnny, because it's saying to everybody else in the house, if you screw me over this season, I will
get back
this.
To you. You're right. I didn't think about it this way.
You know, I think Johnny, it's a good move on Johnny's part.
Okay. I'm putting out a question for you. If, let's say, Ty and Emily had been chosen as the power couple.
Yes.
We all know that they would have thrown in Paula and Dunbar because they're pissed.
Yep.
Had they done that, who do you think would have come out victorious in this episode?
Ooh, I feel like...
it would have been, let's just clarify, it would have been Paula and Dunbar versus Jasmine and Tyree.
I feel like Paula and Dunbar still would have won.
It would be a good matchup, though.
It would have been a good matchup. I feel like Paula... If Paula's good at one thing, it's good. She has really good endurance.
Yes.
So I feel like she would have won it for them. I feel like Dunbar probably would have fallen off around the same time as Tyree.
Me too.
Okay, so but let's just go back. Let's just go to the challenge stuff. What did you think about them reusing this? What's it called again? X knocks the spot.
It was surprising to me. I think, honestly, I think that I don't want to come out sounding, I don't know. Whatever, I'm going to say it anyways. I think that the producers or the editors said to themselves, okay, we're putting in our one single gender team, which was Anissa and Rachel. And they thought to themselves, of all the dome challenges we have, this is the most fair challenge. Yeah. I don't know what the other, like, I mean, we haven't seen all the other ones, but I'm assuming that all the other ones are a lot more physically draining and that they actually kind of go at each other.
Yeah.
Rather than being on separate planks, you know what I mean?
Well, I agree. I think the last week's challenge with the bungee cords could have been a fair challenge just because Jasmine might have not been able to, you know, she might have had the same problems that Naomi had.
I think that they wouldn't have done that, though.
They wouldn't do it back-to-back.
They would never do it back-to-back, I think. But I don't think that they would ever do... fighting each other.
Yeah, they couldn't do a purely physical challenge. That wouldn't be fair because, first of all, you're putting Tyree in a tough position because, now he has to, like, physically beat a girl. And if he loses, let's be honest, Anissa could beat him. Like, she's tough. And Rachel's
tough. Did lose, which is a whole other matter. It still looks bad, but, I mean... The moment I knew that these two teams were matched up, I knew it was going to be Rachel and Anissa. Like, come on. Right?
Yeah, I thought to myself, unless they do that that same challenge that Leroy beat Wes on, which they wouldn't do because that's, you know, it's too physically demanding. It's too physical and it's a repeat. But I do want to say one thing about this thing that like this challenge that we had. I'd like to point out that Nate lasted 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Jasmine fell off after 23 minutes. So maybe we're underestimating, like, I don't know, maybe it felt like the bars were moving a lot faster this week than it was in the first episode.
Me too. I felt the same way. Yeah.
Speeds, you know, Nate maybe did a little bit better than we give him credit for, because he beat the three out of the four people this week. He just happened to go against Wes and Mandy, who did really well.
Okay.
But, you know, it's hard to tell because we didn't, you know, it does seem like it was moving faster, but I want to give Nate a little credit.
Okay.
For, you know, lasting longer than three out of the four people this week. So
I have to say, and this is just me being cynical, and I hate talking about our favorite show this way, but when I watched it, the first thought that I had was that they're exaggerating the time spent on this game, because right off the bat, Jasmine was being thrown around. And, you know, like 20, whatever, 23 minutes or something, That's a lot. Like, we've been talking during this podcast for more than that amount of time. It's a long time to be doing that. And if you're flopping around and being hit in the head over and over, and she clearly was, she wasn't able to kind of coordinate it right so that she wouldn't get slammed in the head every single time. I just don't think they were on there that long.
Here's my thing. I feel like if it had been a really short challenge, they just wouldn't have shown the time.
Yeah.
They're like, there's no, like, they don't have to show us the time. Like, they didn't show us the times in the first challenge. So, like, they don't have to show us the times. So, I don't see a reason for them to lie on that, like, to fudge that. It doesn't make sense. Like, they could just not show it, you know, people would speculate, but, you know. That's my thought on that. My only other problem, as I said, I wasn't a big fan of this just because it feels like when there's a repeat challenge that it's kind of lazy.
Totally.
I know in past seasons they do a lot of repeats, but I forget which – there's a couple seasons where, like, you know, they have four or five and you have to, you know, roll a dice or you have to pull out of a hat to find out what challenge it is. And that one I don't mind because you already know ahead of time that there's possible repeats.
That's true.
So, but this one, like, you know, I kind of was like, again, like, are they going to just go through three and just repeat them all? I hope not, but I also want to point out that I believe your streak is still alive.
Absolutely.
I think we both got this right, and maybe it was an easy week, but your streak is still alive.
Who did I predict last week?
You predicted Ty and Jasmine.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I also predicted that Johnny and Camilla would be the power couple this week.
So
I'm on a roll.
Maybe we should take you to Vegas.
But what? Oh, gosh. Now it's really hard because I think all of the weakest teams are gone. I think everybody is a powerful force now. There's no one that's doesn't have some sort of like real power, except Paula and Dunbar seem sort of like a weak link, but I mean, it's Paula. She has clout and she's got some friends around her. So, is there anything that else that we need to discuss from the actual challenges this evening?
I would like to give Johnny the quote of the week Camilla seconds.
The best.
was
that
amazing.
Actually just on Twitter or was that in the show?
No, he did say it in the show, and I think he did retweet it. Like at the time, he did tweet it again.
I saw the tweet. I didn't see that.
It was in the show, and so I want to give Johnny a quote of the week because that was with Leroy gone. We need Johnny to pick it up, and I feel like he really did pick it up. He brought the drama. He brought the revenge back. He's bringing good quotes. So,
and I really liked the ending. To me, it really kind of pulled me in for the next episodes. Rachel saying she's going to use every, you know, inch of her power to get back at Johnny until the end. And I think Rachel is so hot. Do you?
It's
something about her. She's just like
she has an
so
amazing body,
strong.
Obviously. I feel like she's almost like a Two-Face. Like the sign, you know that Seinfeld? Because every so often on a certain angle, I'll look at her and be like, man, she looks really good.
It's shadow.
And then the next shot they do of her, I'm like, she looks not so good. Like, it's not like she looks ugly ever. But there's certain shots that where she looks maybe – I think it might be when she's smiling, she looks really good. But when she looks angry, I'm just like, yeesh.
You're afraid. She's kind of a beast.
She is. But like,
I like that a bit. I'd like her to be my friend.
I would hang out with her.
But I'm happy about that. I like that rivalry is going to begin because that's something that was not expected. I did not think that was happening.
No, it did come out of nowhere a little bit.
Another thing that I'm finding surprising is how little they're focusing on CT as a dominant player.
Well, you know? I think he hasn't really done anything dominant this season, so
he's not stirring crap up between the players.
No.
I mean, Johnny essentially within 5 minutes turned everyone against everyone.
Yeah,
and because Mark was involved, right?
Yeah.
And Robin was involved, and he got Robin upset, and so he managed to really manipulate people in this episode, which is good. I mean, that's what the show needs. But CT is kind of laying low. He's not really the hero of the show that we thought that he might be.
Well,
but that's okay. Yeah. Johnny... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, cause I think CT's playing it smart. He doesn't need to be evident. Like, I feel like last season, he kind of needed to be... He kind of needed to be, you know, face front. Like, you know, he needed to battle all those... that gang.
Prior, yeah.
Yeah, no, whereas this season, he can kind of just sit back, try to squeak into the final, and then hope that Diem can, you know, do well, and that they can, you know, kind of maybe pull a little bit of an upset off, because they haven't been dominating. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good strategy on his part, because he doesn't need to get involved in the political games to make it to the final, the way this season's structured, so.
That's true. That's true. Why don't we put out our guesses for next week?
Okay.
What are you thinking? It's hard now.
I feel like it's not actually that hard.
Okay.
I feel like there's three teams that have the potential to go in.
Okay.
I feel like it's Paul and Dunbar, because they could just lose. And also because Ty and Emily have them set in their sights.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Anissa and Rachel could obviously go back in again, because if John and Camilla win, if Mark and Robin win, they're going back in. And I feel like Abe and Kara Marie are the next obvious choice. And deep down, I feel like it's between Abe and Kara Marie and Rachel and Anissa going home next week.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be Abe and Kara Marie.
Okay.
That's my guess.
All right, my guess is that next week is the week that Emily and Ty will be power couple.
Okay.
And I believe that obviously they're going to put in Paula and Dunbar.
Yeah.
Who they will put them against is hard to say. Who do you if that arrangement happened, who would you think that they would pit them against?
Well, they don't get to pick who they're against. It's whoever loses.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
So it could be a Mark and Robin who just maybe have another bad week, right?
True.
Okay,
so backtrack. I predict Ty and Emily power couple. They throw in Paula and Dunbar, and I also predict that Paula and Dunbar lose next week.
Okay, well, you're like that octopus in the World Cup. You're on a good streak.
Oh, I wish there was money involved in this.
I there must be some website where we can put... Well, problem is it's already happened, and there's probably, you know, spoilers out there that we could already find this stuff out, but...
Next time. I'm in putting in $5, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, I think we're almost wrapped up, but
yep.
I have to ask you an important question.
Okay.
Did you?
Oh no, you asked me to prepare something for this week, didn't you?
I did. Did you forget about my challenge?
I thought about it. Okay. But you know what? I didn't prepare the names, but off the top of my head. So repeat the question again.
Question was essentially like on Twitter last week or so. I just kind of threw out five names of people who either haven't been in the challenge or haven't been in recently. That I want to see on. I can't remember all the names, but I believe CJ was on there because he was a football player. Ryan from Brooklyn, the Army guy, I think he would be fun. I want to see Heather Cook from Vegas. I'm a big fan of hers. And I can't remember the other two right now, but I was excited about them at the time. So what about you?
Who's on? All right. Okay. I'm going to... Do you mind if I take one from your list?
That's fine, yeah.
Because I would also love to see Heather Cook on Challenge. And I think they've probably asked her because she's just such a perfect contestant. I don't know why she's not in it, but she would be excellent. Not only would she sleep with everybody, but she would dominate.
Both male and female.
There's no doubt. I mean, she's hot and she's very, very athletic. And she's got kind of that man... You know, she's got a masculine energy to her. She'd get along with everybody, but she'd also shake things up.
Yeah.
Another person I've said before, and I actually really dislike her as a, you know, a real world person, but I think she'd be an excellent competitor, is Kellyanne from...
Oh, yes. Sydney.
What is she from? Sydney? Is she from Sydney? Yeah, she's from Sydney because Kahata's from that.
We could see Kahata again, of course.
Kahata is kind of an ideal candidate for the show. I think he's doing his own thing. He's on Twitter, but I think he's kind of preoccupied with his own life.
I feel like Kahata and Leroy would get along very well.
Totally. Oh my God, yeah, they'd be best friends. He'd be around. Mike would get jealous.
Yes.
You know, something that somebody brought up, and it's an interesting thing to think about, but the only... Somebody on the who does the kind of retweeting of facts, of which is really, really interesting, I forget what their Twitter name is, said that the New Orleans season of The Real World has not had one person chosen as a challenge contestant. So I'm thinking if anyone from that season...
Knight would be a good one. He's the hockey player.
He's the kind of bigger guy with the drug problem or the prescription problem. Yeah, I think so too. I think he'd be more of a party guy. He'd be a Nate, right? But he'd do okay. Everybody would like him. He's such a prankster. In terms of the girls from that season, Gemma, is that her name?
I think it was Jemmy.
Jemmy or Gemma or whatever. She would be good. She seems very, very feisty, but I don't know if she's very athletic.
No, but she'd be fun to watch because
she's crazy
and she's a good crazy. Like, I liked her crazy.
None of the other people are very good. I mean, they're all really annoying. That blonde girl is crazy, but she's just not athletic. The girl that they focused on with the singer was really boring.
The other girl, there was the other girl that they, what was her name? There was the one girl who played basketball, and she was really athletic, but they barely focused on her
the whole season.
And then I remember they did the shit they don't show, and they showed her making out with a bunch of people, and I'm like, why didn't you show that during the season? I thought she was the most boring human being ever. But apparently she likes to party. You just never showed it.
Yeah, she would have been a good one too. I don't know. I liked that season. I didn't hate it. I mean, I didn't love it either. But I'm surprised that none of them ever went on to be in a challenge. But my favorite. I'll say, part of your question was, and I'll wrap this up because we're going over time. But part of your question was somebody that I from the past that hasn't been on for a while. But this person has been on recently, and I love watching her. I have been having dreams about her recently, but that I always like being on these challenges is Jen. So I miss having Jen on. Maybe it was time to take her off. She's been on so many of them, but she's one of my favorite contestants. You do? Yes. Why?
I've always got this weird vibe from Jen where I feel like she has this entitled vibe that, she hasn't earned anything in my opinion. She comes on and she's like, all these rookies should earn their blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what have you earned? You keep coming back and losing. You've never done well ever in any of these challenges. You don't play the political game very well. You don't play the physical game very well. You're just kind of there and you try to get all the rookies voted off, and then the minute all the rookies are voted off, you're the next one off. So it's, to me, I don't know. She just, she's almost like a lesser Paula to me.
All right.
Like, Paula at least finally stepped up and won last season, so I'll give Paula the credit. And I have to say,
Jen, do you think she's hot?
No, I don't. I don't get, I, no.
You don't get the appeal?
I mean, sorry, the one thing I just want to go back to Paula, because I wanted to talk about this, but I'll just wrap it up quick. When Paula was giving Robin advice, all I thought is, if Paula's the sane one in the conversation with you, you're having problems, Robin.
It's true. Paula was kind of like level-headed.
She seemed like a good life coach there. I mean,
true. She's turning a new leaf. Yeah. I mean, she hasn't been acting too crazy. No. She says she has a boyfriend. I predict
she's
gonna mess up a little bit with Tyree. Something's gonna happen. Tyree or Ty?
Hi.
Yeah, I think that something's going to happen with Ty. A little bit of something. I mean, come on, it's Paula. But anyways, I think that's probably the end of this episode. But yeah, who are you rooting for? That's our last thing that we need to. Who's your team right now?
Still Johnny and Camilla. I think Camilla's gorgeous, and I think Johnny's hilarious. And
gorgeous? Are you really going to go that far?
DM looked really good this episode, too. The Portuguese, the Brazilian thing helps too. I've always had a little thing for Brazilian women, so that doesn't hurt. but yeah, so it's Johnny and Camilla. It hasn't changed. They're my team.
All right. I love Emily and Ty. I don't love Ty as a person, but I think that I love Emily. I'm in love with her. So. And I love Anissa and Rachel, and I hope that they get further and that this kind of rivalry continues. But anyways, We tried this week. Matt isn't always able to join us right away on Twitter, but today it was both of us. Hopefully that can kind of continue on.
Yes. Next week it will actually. I have the Wednesday off work. So
Matt, I have bad news. I'm going to announce it to you right here, right now. And you haven't heard this before. I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh no.
I'm going to be in Cuba next week. So I think it's going to have to be you.
Oh no!
Maybe you can have a guest on the show.
okay. Well, I don't think it'll be as interesting me talking to myself, but I'll see if I can.
Somebody else can come on, maybe.
I'll try to recruit somebody.
All right. Well, anyways, I think I'll have to leave it in Matt's hands to tweet next week if he's able, or tweet after the show. Well,
that's a little perfect later timing though. I actually have the day off, so I can tweet.
Oh, there we go. And we're still, we're still gathering followers right now. So feel free to add us and ask us anything and ask us to talk about certain topics on this show. And we'll definitely do just that. Anything you want us to talk about is fine. And so our Twitter is @WeAreChallenged. And our email is?
WeAreChallenged@gmail.com.
So again, email us as well. Ask us any questions.
You want to be a guest next week, maybe?
Yeah, if anyone out there wants to be a guest with Matt on the show, I know everybody probably wants to be on here, so let us know, and I'll be hard to replace, right, Matt?
Definitely. Bring me back some cigars and rum.
I will, and I'll try somehow. I'll be excited to come home and catch next week's episode. Maybe somehow I can watch it while I'm out there. Who knows?
I would doubt it.
But it would be cool if I could. All right. Well, thank you again for listening, guys. And tune in next week for Matt and a mystery guest, or just Matt, which both of them will be great. But yeah, have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night.